It's time to ring the bell, push the buzzer, and bring in Pat from his long weekend of work. Good morning, Pat.
You got that correct.
Did you get everything filmed?
Well, anything we had planned, yeah.
Okay.
That was it. It was, you know, Saturday was okay, but after that, the weather was, like, very, very iffy.
Yeah, around here, Saturday was fine. Sunday was a little rainy in the morning. But actually, the middle part until late afternoon, into afternoon turned out all right, and then rains came in.
Right.
And then yesterday, once again, the heavy rains didn't come in until later in the afternoon. So I think almost everything went off. Goshen Fair got 3 days in, all the days, all the memorial activities at Labor Day activities at Lime Rock got in. So I think everything got in and around the rain here. But it's a nice sight to see. It's going to be nice to go to my house today and look behind it and see some water in that stream. Because I think we've had over an inch of rain already.
Oh, you have over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely over that. No doubt about it. Yeah, so, you know, we always tell you, it's got to even out. You just have to, you know, just have to give it time. And it evens out and we have more heavy rain on the agenda for today, as you know, and then some rain and drizzle tonight and tomorrow. Mid-60s today, 55 to 60 tonight, mid-60s Wednesday again, partly cloudy, low 80s on Thursday, sunny Friday in the low 80s. So the end of the week should be pretty nice, very, very nice.
All right. So how much
get through the rain today? Today is going to be, you know, probably the last time that we'll see heavy rain. After that, it'll just be lighter, a lot easier to deal with.
I was going to say, how much rain should we pick up today and tonight?
I would think that today and tonight, another 1 to 3 inches.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Well, that'll make up for a lot of the almost 6 inches that we were down.
Oh, yeah.
And
since
so far, we've had heavy periods, but it hasn't been a lot of runoff. Do you know what I mean? It's been real beneficial rain,
which is good.
Yeah, it's hasn't come down like an inch in 15 minutes. It's just it's been a steady, decent rainfall at times.
Good soaking rain, right?
Yeah,
exactly. So that's good, and again, we needed it. Unfortunately, it had to come on part of the holiday weekend, but those are the breaks, as they say.
Well, we learned to live with it. We all wanted the rain, and we got the rain, so people have to stop complaining. That's what I say.
Did you hear people complain?
Oh, yeah. Well, also, people always complain.
Yeah, well, that's true. They love to complain about the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do. Everybody loves to complain about the weather. It's the only thing you can't do anything about. So you complain all you want, but it's not going to change a thing. And you have Danielle and Earl out there in the Atlantic, both of which will not affect us. There's another system off the African coast that could become a tropical named storm. If so, that would be Fiona. And there is another one off Mexico coast in the Pacific called K-A-Y. And that's going to bring some pretty heavy rains to parts of Mexico, not New Mexico, Mexico. And we'll have to see if it hugs the coast down there and tries to come up near Baja and spread some rain into Southern California. So we'll be waiting and watching and see what that does. So, yeah, the tropics are a little active. But again, thank goodness, it's all out in the Atlantic for us.
Yeah, we haven't had to worry about anything.
No. No. And then, like you said, it is the 6th. Of September.
Yep.
Just think. 21 minus 6 is 19. 19 days fall will arrive.
19 days.
Yep.
Hey. Well, I got a chance to see a couple of movies over the weekend.
Glad you did. Good.
One of them was a movie that I missed when it came out, and it was a terrific movie. This Is Where I Leave You.
Hmm.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Pat, what a great movie. You have to look it up and play it. It's such a good movie. The cast is outstanding. I mean, it's a comedy drama, okay?
Okay.
But I'm telling you, Pat, the cast is outstanding. Jane Fonda has a big role in this, and it's very, very good. It's like I said, it's a drama, it's a comedy, a dark comedy, but it really is. Judd Altman's in it. Philip Altman. Tina Fey's in it. Jason Bateman's in it. Jane Fonda. Adam Driver. Oh. Adam Driver. I mean, what a cast.
Okay, I have to. If I ever get a chance, I'll have to look at that. And what was your other movie?
It was a documentary. Okay. On the 50th anniversary of the song by Don McLean, American Pie. It goes through the complete origins, how he wrote it, all the different artists, national artists, from country to hip-hop to standards, all the artists consider it to be one of the single best written songs ever. And it's a song, and then they write. 50 years later, 52 years later now, when that song comes on, everybody knows the lyrics, and it's an 8-minute song.
Right.
Did you like that song when it came out?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And Garth Brooks talks about it. He was at a concert, at the Million People concert in Central Park, and the power went out for a few seconds. Not one of his first concerts. He was an opening act. The power went out. So you know what he did with his guitar? He sang that song, and the people went crazy. It was a really nice documentary. Goes into Big Bopper, Richie Valens, all the people that died in that crash. So if you get a chance to see either one of those, the documentary on American Bye Bye American Pie, and the other movie, they were both good movies. Both good movies.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Like I said, I don't know when, but when I finally sit down and have some time, I'll look them up. I heard also there's a movie, I think it's called The Samaritan, with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. I don't think it's Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think it's one of the other ones. Who played Rocky?
Oh, that's who it is. Stallone.
Stallone, yeah.
Right. Because my haircutter, Kobe, told me that he saw it. He said it really is good. He said so. Try to see that too.
Yeah, the previews look good for it. Previews look very good for it. But I was very
another one for you to watch.
Yeah, but this is your busy period now with the movie. Now has being back in the movie making business changed your mind at all?
Not at all.
Has it cemented your decision?
It sure has. Believe me. Yep, we had one of our friends had a small barbecue Sunday night after filming, and we were all sitting out on the deck, and they were talking. They said, oh, you know, we can't believe you're doing this. And I said, listen, today was the first day. I said, and I can tell you right now, I'm liking it less and less and less. And they said, well, why? I said, because I don't get help. I said, everything is on me. I cannot do this any longer. I said, this will be the last. And you know what, Marshall? I came home last night. I was just absolutely exhausted. I fell asleep at 8. I was up at 10 to 1. I could go back to sleep. So right now I'm sitting here doing the weather, watching radar and everything, but I am just wiped out. So, like I said, onward and upward we go, which let's hope we'll finish this one, and that'll be it.
All right, let's recap our good news. What forecast?
Well, it's rain into Wednesday, and then it clears out Thursday and Friday in the low 80s.
And another 1 to 3 inches of rain.
That is correct.
And we've had already 1 to 3 inches of rain.
That is correct.
So well, we won't make it all up because there has got to be some runoff, but we'll make up a significant amount of that loss.
Good drought buster, yep.
All right. Pat, get some rest today, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Bye, Marshall.
Bye-bye.